You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. We search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hey, Tim.
Kenny, hello.
Hey, I've been looking for you. I haven't seen you lately on the email.
Oh, you mean the broadcast?
Well, yeah, you've been sending me a link, and I've been listening, you know, and all of a sudden you're not there.
Yeah, well, I've had some technical problems that I'm trying to address because my technical guy has personal problems, so he's not able to help me. So I have to try and do it myself. And he made such a complicated setup, but I don't really understand it. So I'm studying it like the Bible, trying to figure it out.
Okay. Well, as long as you're still around, I was kind of worried because I didn't see anything Sunday or last night.
Oh, thanks, Ken. That's neat that you're tracking me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of my daily routine, you know. When you send me that, it's usually about 7:30 or so, and I go on there and I listen, you know. I listen to you guys while I'm messing around, you know.
Oh, that's cool. That's amazing. Where do you listen to me? Do you listen to me on the stream?
Audio I go to fakeologist.com, and then up in the notifications there's a little red indicator that there's a message, and I click on that, and then that throws me to the live link.
I think that's fakotube.com.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fakotube.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
That's how I link in. I link in on the notifications.
All right. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's amazing. I love it.
Okay, so what's up with you? Are you busy?
Oh, I'm always busy. I'm always really busy. Busy. I'm doing my audio chat. Do you listen to the audio chats?
I don't know. You've got so many different things. I mean, I'm not sure where I'm at these days on there. Where would I find the audio chat?
Okay, fakeologist.com, and click on podcasts, and then click on audio chats. Do you know Rick and Rolo? They're regulars on the audio chat.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, so then you probably never listen to the audio chat. Yeah, I got to get you on the audio chat.
Okay.
You might like them.
Yeah, FakeoTube, this is where I come, and then over there on the bell, there's a little notification that links me into your show every day that you're on, you know.
Yeah, we got to get you going to the blog. Do you ever go to the blog, fakeologist.com/blog?
No, but, I mean, I can get to it through FakeoTube. Blog, there it is.
Click on blog.
Okay, there's blog. It says Simon Phoenix.
That's right. That's an FAC. That's an audio chat. You can just twist the play button and play it.
Okay.
You might like that. That's just chitty chatty.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world.
Okay.
Each day we
All right, I got a new thing to do now. That's cool. I'll go in there.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad I gave you something to. Yeah, we talked for hours there, and it's just more casual.
Okay.
You got a smartphone?
Well, yeah, I think everybody does now. Every now
okay.
and then you'll find a flip phone guy, like Alex Jones is a flip phone guy. He doesn't want to track him and all that shit, so.
Hey, Alex Jones is a sellout loser.
I know. Hey, look, he's got to pay him $1 trillion. How about that, huh?
Yeah, if you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn that you might want to buy or some. I got some prime real estate in New Orleans, on the waterfront. Or I got real estate on Sanibel Island, Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
Price to clear.
My goodness.
Yeah,
so,
that's as phony as the OJ trial.
Yeah. Hey, the latest big news out of Canada is the little punk baby prime minister, or the leader over there, has banning and freezing handgun sales in Canada.
Yeah.
And I know you always say that that's to increase the sales. Maybe
the underground market just went 10 times.
I know, and that's the same thing with abortion. I mean, if you ban abortion, I mean, the girls are going to go up in the hood, man, and that's not going to be a good thing.
Maybe.
And that's where they go. They go in the hood, and they put them up on some kind of table and do their thing. And
wow, that's
nasty.
Terrible.
I know. I mean, I'm pro-life, but if somebody's hell-bent on getting one, then they should be able to do it safely as a human, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of those, what they call wedge issue. I think I heard that on your show, or I don't know, maybe not.
Maybe.
But anyway, yeah, wedge issues.
But I want you to come on our Discord and chat with us. You can just chat casually.
Okay.
Just look for the link on my main page for audio chats or Discord. Actually, I'll give you the direct link if you want to write it down. You got a pen and paper?
Oh, always.
All right. Fake11.com.
F-A-K-E.
Yeah, the number 11.
.com.
/... Discord. D-I-S-C-O-R-D.
Okay. All right.
And there's one more. Fake11.com.
Okay.
/Gilded. G-U-I-L-D-E-D.
Okay, got it.
Join
Gilded.
Both of them. And then we're going to get in there.
Okay.
What username are you going to use? Do you know what username you like to use so I can watch for you?
I don't really. My main one is just Kenavarius. That's the Stradivarius with the Ken on the front. Kenavarius.
I'll watch for that then. If I see Kenavarius, then I'll know it's you.
Yeah, that's me. I use that. That's my username these days.
So what's going on?
What's
going on with you down in Baton Rouge?
Man, I'm still just, you know, feeling the pains of losing mom and then working on my house. I've got some stuff I've got to change out. It's a pier home, so there's always work to be done on a pier home. Anyway, I'm getting into some foundation things.
What's a pier home? Does that mean you're on
pier?
Yeah.
Yeah, up on blocks, you know, instead of a slab. You know, I was a termite man for years, you know. That's what I did for a living for 10 years was termites. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, a pier home is on cinder blocks, and it's got It's got the big beams underneath the house, and those beams will go bad, and you have to change them out. You have to jack the house up and put the new beams in and then let it back down. But a pier, you know, a slab home is just a what we call a monolithic slab, is just one piece poured at one time. And
cement.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. With all the plumbing and everything put in. Anyway, I did that for years. That's what I did. I climbed under houses and, you know, we went round and round with these Formosan termites. Those guys are rougher than just your regular termite. But anyway, that was my occupation for a long time, besides playing music, you know.
What kind of chemicals did you spray on them?
Well, back in the 80s, you know, we had the chlordane. Of course, they banned that, and then it went over to water-soluble products, permethrins, and they had some other. I've been out of it so long now, I don't even know what they're using, but the big name now is Termidor. Termidor. You probably may have heard that word if you deal with termite stuff. That's like the best one we've got for fighting termites.
Is that toxic to humans?
Oh, yeah, it all is. Has to be.
Do you think it screwed you up at all?
I don't know. I guess I'll find out if I, you know, start getting... I was very careful with it. I never exposed myself. But, you know, when you go under a house and spray it, there's going to be a little bit. But if it was closed in, I would usually put on a mask. But if I had a cross breeze, I would learn how to get, you know, upwind. And but I was always
some kind of astronaut suit to be safe.
Well, sometimes, you know, but not all the time. Sometimes you didn't really need it, you know, and there wasn't anybody there, you know, police and that kind of thing. You can only just tell people what they need to do. But if you get in a closed-in area, like no cross breeze or anything, you definitely want to put on the mask and some goggles. And so I did that.
Hey, I got a skunk under my bed. I have to get rid of that.
A what? Say again?
I got a skunk under my bed.
Oh, no.
How do I get rid of that?
Well, my old boss, he used to say that you run them out. He says you run them out. You get a stick and you get under there and poke them and run them out. But I mean, you can't do that with a skunk. You're just gonna have to shoot that thing, man. You got a pellet gun?
No, I'm in Canada.
You can't find. You can't get like a Benjamin 22 pump or anything, pellet gun.
I don't know. I'm not into guns, but I have a friend with a shotgun.
No,
so that
no,
might be
no,
overkill.
Just a 22 Benjamin pump pellet gun will do the work. Ask your friend with the shotgun if he's got a pellet gun. If he does, then you just want to shoot the guy because you can't get in a conflict with a skunk. He's going to stink the hell out of you.
He already stinks the hell out of the under the deck. Why would he be stinky? I don't even know why he's stinking the place up. I thought that was for emergencies.
No. They mark territory just like everything else. They
okay.
Cats do it and dogs and so skunks do it. It's just a
I
little.
I did not know that.
It's just a little, you know, taste of what that you'll get if you fuck with them. You know, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that.
I love it. I love it, Kenny. You're the best.
Yeah, that's
so I got to shoot it. But how do you know where it is?
Again?
Because I got a big space under the deck. I can't see it. How do you know where the heck it is? I got a big deck area underneath. I had it all chicken wired off.
Yeah.
But he found a
Look,
hole.
You know, the way we would deal with decks is the only thing we had to do was take off the board closest to the house and then just remove it and then put it back, and then we could access that perimeter along the side of the house. That's all we were ever interested in with decks. I assume that you made that out of yellow wood. You know, cedar's good too. It won't rot, but yeah, yellow wood is a treated wood they treat it with a borate, I think, and keeps it from rotting. Anyway, I don't know what else to tell you. Maybe you should just ask some other people. But if you remove a couple of boards, you might be able to freak them out enough where they would run out. Have you seen the guy, the skunk?
No, I just smell him, and he's digging up my lawn too.
Oh, okay, all right. So, are you driving today?
Yeah, I drive every day.
Driving in Canada.
What? What's the latest with Mike and Brian? Do you still do a Zoom call?
No, I don't Zoom with them. Mike started the militia thing, and he still sends me those notices, but I delete them pretty fast because he's got the word militia in that, and I don't want to be associated with a militia. That's a bad word.
It used to be a good word.
Yeah, and, you know, you can replace that word with something else, and it'll be okay. But I'm just saying, if you use that word and you get involved, then when all these IRS agents start running around, they'll be coming for you, you know, because that's what they're doing. They're targeting those people, I guess.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, look at Trump. I mean, when was the last time a president of the United States got subpoenaed to go to a sham committee on January the 6th? I mean, the president he doesn't have to do that. You know, he's supposed to be protected from that. I can't understand how this country can do such stupid stuff and people act like it's okay.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad what happened in that place.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, it doesn't look like it's any better for you guys with this. I mean, isn't Trudeau supposed to go now? I mean, he's already messed up enough. I mean,
nah,
I thought you guys were going to, y'all are gonna vote him out, right?
Oh, no, most people like him, I'm sad to say.
Are you kidding me?
No. No,
hey,
I'm
look,
not.
they just did the CDC, the child death cult, CDC, child death cult is what they call them.
Yeah.
They just passed the shots for babies, you know?
Terrible.
I can't understand it. I mean, we already know it's killing people. Their immune systems are shot. Myocarditis is up. I don't know.
Whew. Well, you can understand it. You just said it. Death cult.
Well, I know, but I mean, how can they just keep doing it? It's just, I mean, everybody by now has at least lost one friend or family member, at least one.
Your mother?
I did. I lost my mom and she was 84. But, I mean, they helped her along, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely helped her along. And there's a lot of people that are having trouble. I've got other friends that are having trouble right now from taking that. And they just act like everything's, when are you going to take it? Do you think you'll ever take it? I'm like, no, I don't think I'll ever take it. Why would I?
You know too much. Tell them that. I'm too smart. That'll shut them up.
Man, look, when you show everybody all of the facts and they still go get the shot, then you're just dealing with a stupid person and there's nothing you can do about it.
No, you cannot. And you should not either. Just let them go.
No, but I mean, I was dating a girl and I read all of the side effects off. And I don't know if you ever saw that list, but it was huge.
Yeah.
It had Bell's palsy and it had myocarditis. And then it just kept going and going and going. And look, this is all the stuff associated with the shots.
Well, that's not what the experts say.
And so they go and get this.
No, she won't even talk to me.
Oh, that she did you a favor.
But I did find out that she reacted to the first shot. And so they never gave her the second shot. So she's one of those one-timers. My dad is a one-timer. And I'm watching him like a hawk, you know, watching his sleep cycles, his sleep patterns, and just kind of seeing. I mean, do you know anybody that's just done like one shot and said, no, that's it, I'm not going to do anymore?
Most of them are double shots. And they stop.
Yeah.
Double shot.
I guess if you have some kind of a reaction to the first shot, then they won't let you get to the second one. But I don't know. I don't know. It seems like they're trying to get it in you any way they can.
Well, a lot of them think two is enough. They're not even worried. They're not even thinking about any reaction. They just think, that's enough. When is it going to end? You got to cut it off sometime. Don't you?
That's what I tell people when they go start the routine. I said, oh, so you're going to take a shot every year now for the rest of your life. Is that your plans? And what? Huh? They don't even know. I mean, it's just the information that you can get on the whole thing is ridiculous. And then you got the libtards that are saying,
yeah.
Oh, that's not true. They don't have any evidence of that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I just was checking on you, Tim. I didn't want to hold you up too long. I just when I don't see that email come in, I just think something's gone wrong. Especially.
No, I appreciate your concern. Yeah, yesterday I was helping a young guy. He was running for local council.
Okay.
So I had to help him last night a little bit. He lost, but it was a good experience for him, if you believe in voting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting away. I don't believe it. I don't believe in it at all.
I know. Well, I like to get out there and see what normies think, because I'm so out of touch. I am so out of touch that it's good for me to go out and see people and see what's on their mind.
Okay.
And there's not much on their mind.
No, I know, and I'm not sure if it's the 5G that they've got unloaded now, but it just seems like everybody's walking around like a zombie these days. Maybe it is the 5G.
Yeah. No, there's no 5G. People are, they don't even understand what 5G is. It's little transmitters every 100 yards or so. I don't see any of them anywhere.
Yeah, well, I've had a ringing in my ears for a long time, and I used to think it was just from rock and roll, but now I'm not so sure if I'm not hearing some of these harmonics from these damn Wi-Fis.
I think it's rock and roll.
I hope so. But, I mean, if anybody else is getting the ringing in the ears and they haven't had the rock and roll, then I would start to look at it a different way, maybe. But, yeah, there's no doubt I've definitely ruined my ears playing music. Can't go back and fix that.
Well, I'm going to come on tonight, hopefully, with Uncle Vigilante. He took a week off, too. So hopefully he's back tonight, and we'll just talk a little bit.
Okay. All right.
But otherwise, audio chats, man. Get on the audio chats. Get on the Discord.
Okay.
Get on the guild. And you're going to be amazed how much content you're going to find.
Okay.
Fakeologist, yeah, so fakeologist.com/podcast. Go there and be amazed what's there. Lots of good stuff. You'll like it.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Tim. Well, I'm glad you're still kicking, man.
I appreciate your concern, your interest, and, of course, your support.
Okay.
You're a good man.
All right, man. Well,
you're a good man,
Tim. Have a good day.
And be well down there in the bayou.
Okay. All right. Take care, buddy. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you.
That's all, folks.